Hello there, this is Tom Morello, and you're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Pop Radio.
PopMusicRadio.blogspot.com.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
Chaka's an adder from Persona's non-grata with a plot to rock harder than the second intifada. I do drink fire water, but I'm more like higher water. And we'll slaughter your armada. And from your scholars that are alma mater, squalor, so my squatter for your collar at your black and white collar. What can it follow for dollars? Both under Bush and Obama. I'm not a baller, I'm a brawler, calling y'all to come harder. And I'm a ghetto blast. Cause I'm a ghetto blast. See, I'm a ghetto blaster. I'm a ghetto. I'm a ghetto. I'm a ghetto. I'm a ghetto blaster. I'm from the land of the free labor that planted the plant of the black and red, screaming over to Canada. A fan of radical bandits and bandanas, slamming the banana clip and rat-a-tat-tat to take back the grammar to scam y'all the clamorer. The damn letter to grab for Excalibur. Not a rap rattler, but the next caliber. Catch the program and not just my pentameter. Cause I'm a ghetto blaster. See, I'm a ghetto blaster. Cause I'm a ghetto blaster. Trigger!
Freak Radio 101 FM, freakradio.org. We're your ghetto blaster here on Pop Defect Radio. That was none other than the Street Sweepers Social Club, a super group featuring Boots Riley of the Coup and Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine. That's off of the Ghetto Blaster EP. It was released on August 10th, 2010. We share a lot of free new music here for you on Pop Defect Radio. Coming up, we got some brand new Iron Maiden, bunch of other new tracks as well. Here again, Street Sweepers Social Club, featuring Boots Riley, Tom Morello. This one's called Scars.
Stuck doors and primer finish to take a girl out.
that I had to climb her in. She really hoped her friends didn't find her in. When she wanted two drinks, I said, mind your limit. Show up at the party, new suit and Stacy's. Very next day, return it back to Macy's. Say it smells like sweat, sir, it's you crazy. Give me my refund of push-up daisies. Me and two friends used to share a pager. So every 3 days, I would swear I made her. Electricity from the next door neighbor. Broke motherfuckers be sharp as lasers. I was moto backed in a stolen car tab. Just use somebody else's card for the bar tab. Dollar hot dog with nothing to bark at. It's only funny cause you don't see where the scar's at. Hold that pose. Cable cause I know somebody. Got some broke partners that I throw somebody. Not picking up the phone cause I owe somebody. Got a twomp, no, I'm a photocopy. A date with me was all kind of fun. Go to the restaurant, dine and run. The bank might keep declining them, but these $100 checks, I'm signing them. The rubber on my sneakers used to flap when walking. It looked like two little Muppets talking. Hey, what's up, baby, do you come here often? Oh, I got some new shoes, they haven't been brought in. This old ripped jacket is cause I am an artist. I burn rubber on you if my car get started. Third month avoiding landlords is the hardest. It's only funny cause you don't see what a scar is. Scar. Hold that pose. Scar. Hold that pose. Scar. Hold that pose. Notes, broken ass, paycheck late, shut off notice, pyramid schemes, hocus pocus, welfare checks, food stamps, collection notes, broken ass, paycheck late, shut off notice, pyramid schemes are hocus pocus. Hold that pose, hold that pose, hold that pose, and don't ever come down. Hold that pose, hold that pose.
Riley from the coup, and whenever I'm running from the police, I gotta find out where to go. I listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Get a room is a new get a home. Low income's a new hella pole. Phone sex is now group sex. There's feds on your telephone. Take care's a new healthcare. Big business gets welfare. The Middle East is a new gold rush. We've made a new hell there.
Fucking is a new, hey, how do you do?
And revolution is the new, fuck you.
The new, fuck you. Fucking is a new, hey, how do you do?
And revolution is the new, fuck you.
The new, fuck you. The new, fuck you. The new, fuck you. The new, fuck you. The new, fuck you.
Right now is the new Holocaust. More troops is the new colored off. I'm trying to pry this collar off. Hip hop is the new rock now. Curfews are the new lockdown. Gunshots are the new cricket chirps. Let's flip this shit top down.
Fucking is the new, hey, how do you do?
And revolution is the new, fuck you.
The new, fuck you. Fucking is the new, hey, how do you do?
And revolution is the new, fuck you.
The new, fuck you. Fucking is the new.
And revolution is the new, fuck you.
The new, fuck you.
And revolution is the new, fuck you.
The new, fuck you.
Oh yes, the only radio station that can play that track, probably here in on FM anyway. Here on Free Radio, 101 FM, freakradio.org. We're off the air for a while. I want to send props out to the hardworking folks, Uncle Dennis and I believe Danielson and Sandino and a bunch of other folks came through, as well as a host came through for our transmitter, and I believe it's up and running now. And want to send props out to them, working real hard over the weekend to get the station up and running. And you could donate to the station. We always need donations, you know that. Freak Radio Santa Cruz, make checks payable to FRSC, P.O. Box 7811, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. PayPal at freakradio.org. Go to our website, freakradio.org. We're also streaming a good stereo 128K stream there as well if you can't get our signal like you used to. Maybe it's a little different. Maybe it's better. Maybe it's worse. I don't know. Give us a call on our voicemail and let us know. Give us a reception report, as the old pirates would do. Call our voicemail, 831-427-4523. That's 831-427-4523. And give us a reception report where you're at and how it sounds, if it's better or not. We could use that help. And here is some brand new Iron Maiden off of their 15th studio release. Iron Maiden's Final Frontier was released August 13th, 2010. This one's about the economic crisis and the banks ripping everybody off. It's called El Dorado by Iron Maiden off of the Final Frontier. We'll hear another one and we'll get into some more music. Stay tuned. Freak Radio, Iron Maiden. We'll be right back.
This is Henry Rollins urging you to listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz. Touch yourself, touch your friends, but don't touch that dial. How's that?
I think you're crazy.
Okay, now what are you doing standing next to me with a live mic?
I'll turn it off.
Turn it off and walk away.
I think you're evil.
Freak Radio.
Evil.
Freak Radio.
It's a three-ring nightmare.
Anarchy is dead, and so is freedom of speech.
Shut up!
And if you don't believe it, you guys got your ear up your fucking ass.
This is Freak Radio Santa Cruz.
Somehow, this is not what God had in mind.
Oh, good God Almighty me. I think he's the Antichrist.
Freak Radio.
Go!
And you can't play this on the air.
Is somebody going to come and take him away?
Hey, it's Kid Mark. It's Merlin. You gotta tone that fucking music down in the background of this message. It's a little irritating.
You pump the monster out.
Freak Radio.
You pump the monster out.
Freak Radio.
This is Freak Radio Santa Cruz. Fuck the FCC.
What we got here is a failure to communicate.
Go! Show your face!
Go!
Show your face!
want to do bad things with you.
Sephrit here, Bad Things, the True Blood soundtrack, whatever. Yes, we also heard in there Ted Leo and a Pharmacist with the track was called The Stick off the Brutalist Bricks 2010. We also heard Gollywog in there with The Mask of Sanity off of their Plague Allegiance. Les Savi Five with Dirty Nalls off of their Root of Ruin release, and Mosh with A Cold Day in Hell, all 2010 releases, by the way, here on Pop Defect Radio. We got some more music right now. Let's hear some Hazy Dixie here with Alien Abduction Probe. It's off their 2010 release. Killer Grass, Free Radio, Hazy Dixie.
I saw the light. They returned last night unanswered. Questions torture me. Like how they unlocked the door. Why is my rectum sore? Why do I twitch when I watch E.T.? Alien abduction probe happens all over the globe. They came and scratched their itch, left me crying in a ditch. It's all so cruel and cold. They put my life on hold. This crap is getting old. Alien abduction probe. You know, they stuck a microchip in the hole between my hips. Such a gross indignity. Involuntary cornholation, courtesy of alien nation. Why do they always come for me? Alien abduction probe happens all over the globe. They came and scratched their itch, left me crying in a ditch. It's all so cruel and cold. They put my life on hold. This crap is getting old. Alien abduction probe. Let me probe you one time, Rob. I wait alone, stare at the twilight zone, with a sawed-off shotgun in my hand. Drinking cheap wine, getting plastered, waiting for those gray-green bastards. It's the only way to make them understand. Oh, alien abduction probe happens all over the globe. They came, scratched their itch, left me crying in a ditch. It's all so cruel and cold. They put my life on hold. This crap is getting old. Alien abduction probe.
That is, you are what you are, you know. I mean, I'm 40 now, and that's, you know, I mean, I'm 40. I'm half dead, basically. 40's a weird age. You get to this point where, like, you're not old enough for anybody to give a shit that you're old. Nobody's like, I helped a 40-year-old guy today, and it felt really good to do something for him. Nobody spends their holidays delivering hot meals to 40-year-olds. And you're not young enough for anybody to ever be proud of you or impressed. They're just like, yeah, do your job, asshole. Nobody cares. That's what you're supposed to do. And the world looks at you, like when you're 40, if you go to the doc, guess what? They don't try to fix anything anymore. They stop trying to fix shit. When you get to be 40, they just go, yeah, it starts to happen. They don't care. I went to the doctor because my ankle hurt, right? Now, if you're 20 and you have a bad shoulder, the doctor will reconstruct your shoulder through miracles of modern science. He'll take your ear and make a shoulder out of it. It's weird. But when you're 40, they just give you no options. They don't care. I went, because my ankle, like, I was limping for like a month out of nowhere. And the doctor, he brings me and he shows me an x-ray of my ankle. He's like, yeah, your ankle's just worn out. I was like, what do you mean? I injured my ankle? He's like, no, it's just shitty now. Just, see that dark area? Ugh, it's all hardened. Yeah, they get like that. And they're not good anymore. I was like, well, so just goodbye? Nothing? Is there nothing? You're just nothing? There's no out. It's like an incurable shitty ankle. That's it. And he goes, well, there's things you can do. You can stretch. For a half hour a day, you should stretch your ankle. I was like, how long will that take to fix it? He's like, no, you just do that now. That's just a new thing you do until you and your shitty ankle both die. I was like, dude, this hurts a lot. And he goes, well, you could take a leave. Just take a leave. You could buy it. Just take it. And you can take whatever amount. It doesn't matter. Like, don't pay attention to the dosage. Like, really? He's like, yeah, you could take 10 a day. You'd be fine. He said take 10 a leave a day. I said, I heard, doesn't that stuff, like, hurt your intestines? He goes, oh, yeah, it'll do some intestinal damage after a while. But you just got to weigh that against how much you like your ankle not hurting. This is all totally true, by the way. This is exactly what happened. And at one point, I was like, hey, what if I was, like, an athlete or something? He goes, you're not an athlete, so... So no to whatever else you were about to say. It's bleak. It's hard for old people. My grandmother's 95. She can't see out of her left eye. It just shut off. The last time we went to see her, she's like, I can't see out of my left eye. And we're all like, oh, hey, what was Christmas like in the 40s? Maybe run out the clock on the eye thing if we're lucky, you know? So I go to her doctor. He's right at the end of the hall. He's there always, like, 90 feet away from her. So I go to the doctor and I said, you know, she can't see out of her left eye at all. And I swear to God, he goes, well, she's probably got a bunch of tumors in her head. I swear to God. That's exactly what he said. I remember it because I was blown away by how none of his education he applied to this particular diagnosis. He said that she's probably got a bunch of tumors in her head. He's a doctor and he called it her head. He almost said fucking head. I swear to God, like, that's what he was thinking. She's probably got a bunch of tumors in her fucking head. Oh, who gives a shit? That old cunt will be dead in a week. I ain't gonna get up from my desk because of her eye. What, does she need two eyes to see the shitty place you fucking put her because you don't love her enough?
Try, we can wait. Just have ourselves a time.
Radio, Portugal the Man, The Dead Dog. We also heard some Louis C.K. off his All Chewed Up release, comedian. And this is The Thermals with Never Listen to Me off of their latest Personal Life. This is Never Listen to Me by The Thermals. Very basic song, but I like it. Been listening to it over and over and over again in my head. Stay tuned, Freak Radio. The Thermals.
Everything, love me all of my life, never listen to me.